My name is Mohammed Musa. I'm an electrical and computer engineering student at NC State. I'm currently a junior, and I'm involved in this project called Poetic Portraits of a Revolution. The project aims to send four North Carolina artists to Egypt and Tunisia this summer to document the revolutions that have occurred through poetry, through spoken word art, through photography, and through videography. So right now we're in the process of buying the tickets, but approximately the first or second week of June, we'll be leaving to Egypt. And we'll spend 1 month in Egypt, we'll spend another month in Tunisia, and then we'll come back. We're partnering with local organizations on the ground, be they the humanitarian organization that's cleaning up the streets, or the Young Democrats in Tunisia that are sort of educating the public about democracy. So we're going to be shadowing these organizations, volunteering, helping out, in order to immerse ourselves into just the everyday life of the Egyptian and Tunisian people and gather our experiences through there. Then we'll be using those experiences to write those poetic reflections, to gather those interviews that we want, and cut them down into radio segments that we hope to air on National Public Radio on the local level. If the weight and the power of those segments is at a high caliber, then they'll actually be aired on a national level, hopefully. Samir will also be taking photographs, videos. We hope to try to make a documentary out of the raw videos that we'll have. And when we come back, we actually want to have a book publication with the poems, with the transcriptions of the interviews, excerpts from the interviews, and photographs that we wish to publish. And we also want to have a multimedia theatrical production that composes of our performances, of videos playing in the background while we're performing. You'll hear, you know, sounds from the street. You'll hear an audio clip from this certain interview, an audio clip from the other one. So we'll actually have a full-length performance, and we'll be touring around college campuses or other organizations and performing when we come back. Personally, as the whole group, and me especially, I'm interested in what the person that's selling groceries at the side of the road, what's his view about the revolution? Or the dad that had to work throughout the whole revolution and couldn't participate in the protests, even though he wanted to. What does he feel about the changes that have happened? We really want to raise international awareness by talking about the sides and the angles and the perspectives that haven't been portrayed in the media. And we want to use that to raise awareness about this incredible move towards self-determination that we haven't seen before, and inspire others to not forget the importance of their voice and the importance of freedom and democracy in the world, and that it's something that hasn't been forgotten as well. Our mindset while going into this project is that we don't have a romanticized view of what we want to see. We don't even have an idea of what we want to see. We're not going in to try to find the answers that we've already came up with. We're just trying to find answers, and we want to see what people think. It's very important to note that although people were very energized, they were very happy that they overthrew their dictators, the morale now is very different. In fact, you might seem that people are somewhat depressed, or they have low morale because they want to work towards democracy, but things are way harder than they might have expected. So we don't have this romanticized view of going in there and finding what our answers are or our preconceptions are. We want to see what happens there and see the flow of everyday life and just transmit it as it is. We're definitely not journalists, and we're not trying to be. We're artists first and foremost, and we're just trying to transmit this moment in history through our art form. What's really great about this project is that at least I haven't personally heard of someone who's going to Egypt and Tunisia to document the revolutions through poetry. We feel that it's so time sensitive, and we are responding to historic events, and we really need to do it this summer in order to capture things before it's all said and done. It's very important to transmit it through a medium that a general audience can take on as well. It's not something that's too dense in terms of like a political talk show. It's art form that everyone can connect to on different levels. You're taking these four random American kids, if you will, and you're immersing them into this very volatile region. We've had a lot of people who were asking us about safety concerns and asking us about how we were feeling in terms of safety. But we also always have to remember that the revolutions and in terms of the actual protesting has gone and ended in Egypt and Tunisia. Right now there's still a lot of flux, there's still a lot of variations, but those are mainly politically. People are trying to get this political stance, trying to get political stability in the absence of their ex-rulers. So there are 80 million people living in Egypt right now, and we're just four extra people. You know, I'm sure if they're living all right there, then we should be able to immerse ourselves and be okay there. It's not a war zone right now. It's very strange as an electrical and computer engineering major to come on and say, I'm also a poet, and I really want to do this artistic project. Instead of spending these 2 months in an internship, I'm going to Egypt and Tunisia to basically write poetry and translate interviews. NC State provides you a lot of opportunities in terms of spreading out and experiencing what you might want to immerse yourself in. So if you are an engineering student, you still have these opportunities to immerse yourself in something that is completely unrelated to engineering. So you do have a lot of opportunities to stay well-rounded within your college experience.